Hillsborough County Commissioners voted today to invite the Tampa Bay Rays to a public meeting to talk about their long-term plans. The Major League Baseball team has made it clear they want to move to a new stadium, despite being under contract with the city of St. Petersburg to play at Tropicana Field for another decade and a half. Some politicians in Tampa and Hillsborough County, like Commissioner Ken Hagan, want to consider the possibilities of luring the Rays across the bay.
Threatened lawsuits only create a chilling effect on finding a regional solution to this economic issue. This is too important, and there's too much at stake to simply sit idly by. When you are talking about an economic engine of $200 million to $300 million a year, I feel it's incumbent on elected officials and the business industry to do everything they can to keep this engine running regionally. I have a great respect for our sister communities of St. Petersburg and Pinellas County. Unfortunately, however, they've repeatedly chosen to sit on the sidelines. With your support and direction, we've moved slowly, methodically, and we've taken a measured approach by asking our county attorney to review the use agreement and provide legal direction and guidance so that we may begin the regional conversation with the Rays, including what boundaries and parameters exist. To me, it's clear that we're on solid legal ground to have a general discussion with the Rays about their current stadium issue and the team's long-term interests, goals, and plans.
The view that speaking with the Rays isn't legally interfering in their contract with St. Pete is backed up in a letter written Tuesday by the county's managing attorney, Robert Brazel.
Assuming there was a vote today to invite the Rays to this type of general discussion, and assuming that the Rays decided to show up for that discussion, two very big ifs, but if those two things happened, the worst case scenario under those facts is that the city of St. Petersburg might file a lawsuit for injunctive relief to basically stop the meeting from happening, to stop the discussion from taking place. If they did that, the worst outcome is that the court says, you can't do it. You can't talk to them. And that would be as far as that claim for injunctive relief would go.
The commissioners did vote 5-2 to invite the Rays for a discussion. Kevin Beckner and Al Higginbotham voted against the idea. Even though he supported the invitation, Commissioner Les Miller predicts that if Hillsborough County brings up the idea of a taxpayer-funded stadium for the Rays, it will be the nail in the coffin to turn the public against the idea.
I mean, let's just face the fact. Major League Baseball is called the worst stadium for baseball, with the catwalk, with the non-protected bullpen for the players, with the one-way-in, one-way-out parking. I mean, they basically call that stadium the worst stadium in baseball. I don't see how we cannot get into the discussion of a stadium. We may not be getting into the financing of the stadium, and I hope we don't, because I don't want to see this community get burned again with the type of stadium issue that we have ongoing with Raymond James.
One member of the public spoke on the stadium issue. Community activist Marilyn Smith opposes Hillsborough getting involved in wooing the Rays from St. Petersburg.
First of all, I invited Mayor Bill Foster to come over and listen to what they think you guys think you're going to do to us on F7. The Rays, I thought he should be here for the slaughter and the wasting of my money.
Commissioner Victor Crist suggested ideas for people who could serve as the county's point person in discussions with the Rays and with other communities in the Bay Area, but Ken Hagan was clear he wants to take the reins.
Well, I think it's premature at this point to talk about liaison for meetings. I think what would have to occur before that is an agreement between the St. Petersburg and the Rays to allow the team to look elsewhere. Once that occurs, or if that occurs, then I would imagine there would be a liaison for Hillsborough County. And to be candid, I would expect that person to be me. I've been championing this for 2.5 years, and I would expect to be in that role. However, I don't know if we'll ever get to that point. The first step is to find out what the Rays want to do. The next step is to have the regional discussion. The next step is ultimately for Mayor Foster, St. Pete, and the Rays to come to an agreement to allow the Rays to look elsewhere. At that point, we would have a liaison. I would expect it to be me.